Disney loves spitting out Star Wars series left, right, and centre, and there's a new one that started this week.
What a way to start
Disney
a segment.
Plus.
You are all class, girl.
It's Andor. And to tell us a bit more about it, we do have Justin Hill on with us, friend of the show, and of course, host of the Streaming Service podcast. How are you, Justin?
Guys, I'm going to say this is probably, if that's the case, this is the biggest golly of them all.
I will say, though, like, there's spit is, it's desirable spit. If they're spitting out
it's
this
popular.
Star Wars, it's popular spit. Because I watched the last series, Obi-Wan, and I thought it was 10 out of 10. Loved The Mandalorian.
So
These Star Wars
so
spin-off
good.
TV shows, so good. Tell us, what's the premise for Andor? What's it all about?
Well, so I think the whole idea with Star Wars these days, right, is that they were like, there's so many facets to this universe that they've built, and it is the OG, you know, like it's been around for a long, long time, and there's just so much to explore, and Andor is a perfect example. So essentially this show, if you know your Star Wars, this one is actually a prequel of a prequel. So I don't know if you guys remember the spin-off from, I think it was like 2016. It was called Rogue One.
Yes.
It was incredible.
It was
really,
good.
Really
yeah.
good, yeah.
And so this is a prequel to that movie. And the thing with this one is that it's not like your typical Star Wars. It's not like about the Force and the Jedis and lightsabers. It's more about like stuff going on in the world of, you know, of the Star Wars universe, I guess you could say.
Wow. So that sounds to me a little bit like this is a show I could watch with my wife because she's not into the intricacies of the Star Wars world, but she appreciates like a good story, like good storytelling or whatever.
Totally. And I think, but also too, for anyone out there, when you watch the first episode, I want you to tell me if it's giving you Wall-E vibes. Do you remember that?
Oh, Wall-E! Yeah. Yeah, so
There's
good.
There's definitely a part of it. And I straight away went to Wall-E and I was like, oh, man, there's such a massive crossover of universes here. It's brilliant. But in saying that, you know, Disney are not short of coin and they really do drop the money that's needed to make these things look incredible. And I saw one of the cast members say on a red carpet recently that when he was shooting this series, they actually built the town. Like he was like, you could go in and you could open up a cupboard and inside there were the blue noodles or the Star Wars Cocoa Pops or whatever. Like, no effort spared. It was incredible.
Are you going to sing the Star Wars music, Gabby?
Dan
You're threatening it off. Off air.
I'll give you some lightsabers.
It's just, it's really hard.
You can
hard
do a Chewbacca, right?
We go from talking about how big budget is to Gabby singing the Star Wars theme.
That's how big our budget is.
It's very low, but no budget.
No expense.
Andor, the first three episodes are on Disney Plus now, and then there's another 9 to come. So get around it. And get around the streaming service with Justin Hill. Latest ep dropped just yesterday. Justin Hill, thanks for that.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.